to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson. Do you ever get tired of hearing that?
Not really.
Okay,
I like
good.
It. Well, yeah, it's good. Go ahead. Continue.
And her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Yay.
Yeah, Dr. Woo-hoo. J in the house. Absolutely.
Glad to be here.
Ready to get this party started?
We're ready.
Yeah, I think so. And today, another awesome show. I want to thank again, as I said in the last show, in the Common Good Radio show, one of the biggest powerhouses we've had on the show. Like, you're really good at getting powerhouses on this show, but I tried to top you this time. So
It looks like you're achieving that.
I'm trying. So we have City Councilman Oyebola. From the city of South Tucson, the acting mayor of the city of South Tucson here in studio with us. We'll be talking to him for the first part of the show. And for the second part of the show, we'll be speaking to Mr. BB. He is a professional at helping people get into college. So I think he's at the right place.
At the right place.
Yeah.
We're going to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's go ahead and get this little party started.
Sounds great.
And let's get it started by thanking our first guest, Councilman Oyebola. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So I guess, the question that, we toddled on a little bit last show, but I want to get down to the root of it. A lot of people, I want to think even a lot of Tucson residents don't even know what the city of South Tucson is. They don't even know what a city of South Tucson exists. They just think when people say South Tucson, they're talking about the southern part of Tucson. But explain to us, explain to me like I'm a 10-year-old that's never heard of city of South Tucson. What is the city of South Tucson?
Excellent. I usually explain to a lot of people, especially for the natives here from Tucson, that if you remember, the city of South Tucson started similar to how Oro Valley started or Marana started.
Mm-hmm.
The city of South Tucson was unincorporated Pima County.
Okay.
So all of those cities, Sahuarita, they all started unincorporated, go ahead and started their own city. So the city of South Tucson did the exact same thing. But for most people, you're absolutely right. A lot of people know southern boundaries of Tucson. Once you pass 22nd Street, it's all South Tucson to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the city of South Tucson starts at 25th and a half, and it goes all the way to the bridge, the southern boundary right there. And that's where you're going into council member Fimbres area from the city of Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
You're going down a mile. You're in the fairgrounds neighborhood of South Tucson.
Okay.
So that area, a lot of people understand where you are. They know the southern boundary, but they don't understand the boundaries between the city of South Tucson and the southern border of Tucson.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say indifferates the city of South Tucson from South Tucson? I know that's kind of almost a curveball question.
Absolutely.
But
But it's a great question because the residents of the city of South Tucson are so prideful of their own individual city. And a lot of times when you go door to door and you talk to residents in the city of South Tucson, even though that it's this area of greater Tucson, you have a lot of minority populations. But in the city of South Tucson, if you are a minority, you're the majority. So it's your city. It's what you do to make anything happen. So they are so proudful, Barrio Libre, when they see that, they're so proudful of that. And it's like, okay, this is ours. We want to make it. We want to do what we need to do to protect it. Those are what I get when I speak to the residents of the history of the city of South Tucson.
That makes sense. That's great. And so having a lot of pride and all of that, are there certain projects or things that you guys kind of are proud of that you could just mention?
Yes. Our biggest is working together with the residents for our community events, one, but just bringing in, for example, I guess I can say there, the Tucson Tamale.
That's
coming to the city of South Tucson. Mm. One big reason is the culture of the city, blending with all the other authentic Mexican restaurants that are there. The residents and their families who've been there, the stories of what's been there and how they continue to thrive from what's happened in the past of this small city. How do we keep it going?
Yeah.
But just that coming in with our economic development, we're on the backside of where JTED has just completed their building. Mm. So that's key. And I know we have the next gentleman is here. So I know your work with a lot of students from there, but we're surrounded by so much opportunity. It's a lot to speak of regarding, there is a federal grant for the trolley to come through the city of South Tucson.
Mm. Nice.
That's one thing that we're looking at. Mm-hmm. Going to the airport, so
that'll be good too.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumbling about that. So one thing with that is people are expecting change, but they also want to know how we're going to keep the culture the same.
Mm-hmm.
So those two are very important,
and
we hope to continue to do our best to work with our regional partners to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, I think events are a great way to do that. You know, like the Tamale Festival, that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think, I've lived in Tucson 35 years, I think.
Okay.
And it's it is distinct. Like occasionally we'll say, let's go to South Tucson. They're having a feria or, you know, something like that. And we'll go over. And then I did tell you we had a guest speaker from South Tucson one time, and he still stands out prominent in our memory because he was so happy about what he was doing and the people he was serving.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's my understanding of that city.
Yes.
And it's so unique in that it's, you know, what is it, 1 square mile or something like that?
Absolutely. 1.2 square miles.
That's wild.
I could tell he has like a canned response because like our last show, I said that exact same thing. Like, what is it? 1 square mile?
But yes.
1.2 square miles.
We need every inch of the city.
Yeah, right.
And it's definitely, like you said, it's a special place. Just special. I mean, it's something that I hadn't considered, that it's one of the only places in this state, even though we do have a high Latinx population, that if you're Caucasian, you're the minority.
Absolutely.
In the city of South Tucson. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, particularly being a minority, if you move that place, like you have as probably as much say so as you're gonna have in a place.
Absolutely.
So that's a very interesting point. Thank you for mentioning that.
It's empowering.
We're gonna go ahead and go to a break. We'll be back with Councilman Oyobola following the break. That's right. He's the acting mayor of the city of South Tucson.
Absolutely.
And he's the man. So you guys sit right there. This is Making College Come True, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. That was like, that name would fit perfect.
You did it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Perfect. And they also know it by Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the pretty much the creator of everything awesome in the world.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And she just was so cool. The kids were like, just call her Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Yeah. So we got Dr. J in the house. Not the basketball player, but she can play basketball if you
yes,
want her
I
to.
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
I can
she'll
jump.
Get out there.
I can.
And if you need her to coach something, she'll jump in, she'll coach it. Like,
I will attempt.
Many skills. Yeah, like you coach volleyball, I
yes,
remember, for a while.
Yes. And basketball.
Yeah, see? So she'll jump in. You need her to be the acting mayor of the city of South Tucson?
Yeah. No,
she'll jump
just
in.
Give me a call. Call me.
I definitely will.
So speaking of the acting mayor of the city of South Tucson, we have Councilman Oyebola here in studio with us. And I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys out there, but he's pretty awesome. This mm-hmm. guy, he brings awesome energy, and I can tell he earned his spot by being accessible, connecting with the community, mm-hmm. and just being a person who cares. I can just kind of tell in talking to you that you care. And so this being the Making College Come True radio show, tell us, like, how did your experience with college, your the fact that, you know, you are, you know, you got a degree from college or a college graduate, got you not only through where you were probably from a business standpoint or from a career standpoint, but, you know, got you to where you are today, being a councilman of a, you know, of a city.
Thank you. That's another great question. I think my education, well, first and foremost, college. I started at a HBCU, Historically Black College.
Nice.
And I studied there, and I think one of the biggest keys I took from that experience was to sort of like what the last gentleman gave us, you have to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to do the work, you have to do the research, and when something doesn't go your way, it's always other avenues to doing things, not to put yourself down and give up. You have to continue to work the best that you can at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what I take away from my HBCU and throughout life. You know, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have all kinds of things that get in your way. And mm-hmm. that's with your school, and that comes with your faith as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You have to continue to believe that things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe for the city as well, yeah. the potential of the city of South Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, I'm a business major. Business, that's another key thing as a business major, knowing that you're going to do your research, you're going to look at the data, you're going to do your best, and you're going to make the best decision that you can
mm-hmm.
with the research, with your project management, mm-hmm. with everything that you brought to the table. For the city of South Tucson, speaking of, do you want to go into that now?
Yeah.
For the city
yeah.
of South Tucson, for the residents, that's key for me, because I look for a lot of resources regionally. Faith-based, they have a lot of resources that I can use for the kids there in high school, even elementary school, to let them know that you have to prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Ochoa and Mission View, the students
yeah.
there. We're working with the businesses. It's a young lady, Mirena Mobile Boutique. We do constant book drives, backpack giveaway, let them know these are some mm-hmm. of the career paths that you can go into.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say regionally, like JTED is just across the tracks right there.
Mm-hmm.
We send a lot of residents there, because if college is not your thing, we know mm-hmm. this CTE is your thing.
Yeah.
But college being that, we work a lot with Pima Community College. They're amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. I work with the chancellor all the time, mm-hmm. talking about their workforce. All, you know, Tucson is so huge for technology that, you know, letting the residents know these are the fields that are booming right now. You mm-hmm. go to U of A, you can go to Pima Community College. Excuse me, all the other colleges that I'm not mentioning right now. But all our regional partners, we are vast. We reach out to everyone. We reach out to Pima County as and the city of Tucson. Whoever has resources that I can use for my city residents, I'm going to reach out to them and not be afraid to ask. Because a lot of the students, they don't know. And by you just giving them a tidbit, a little bit of information, it takes them so much further. They go, they do their own research. But a lot of students just need a little bit of information in certain areas. So that was key for me.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you, as you mentioned, I think you mentioned it before, maybe it was the other show that you mentioned it. It's cross sometimes, but you work with a disenfranchised population, you know, a really high disenfranchised population where you're at. Like, what advice would you give to one of the, you know, one of the people in this area considering going to college?
I think my biggest advice would be, what do you feel you're good at? Do you have a mentor? Mentor first and foremost, because a lot of things you're going to avoid, but the big thing is that you're going to be able to go into areas that someone who has the experience will be able to help you. So like we touched on earlier, like the CTE path, you can go to JTED or you can go to Pima Community College or you can go to other places, but or you can choose between college, or you might say, okay, that's not for me, I'm going to go the CTE path. Whatever it is that you plan on bettering yourself, what is it that you can picture yourself doing? Because what business, it was business for me, but what is it for you? Where's your passion lie? What I've gone door to door, we have a lot of great artists in the city of South Tucson. I mean, it's amazing.
That's neat.
It's amazing. We work with Pima County. We have a lot of programs that they can go into that way. It's a lot of students who are great at culinary arts. And then we have a lot who are interested in tech. So I usually like to find out what are they good at, what are they passionate at, and then who is your mentor and how do you get there? A lot of them just needs the roadmap. They need the steps.
It's almost as if you've read your book, huh?
A lot of stuff
that you're talking about, we talk about on the show regularly, particularly about getting a mentor, about like
all of those
about
things.
Finding your path. You know, that's something that will be my specialty. We'll be talking about in the workshops we'll be giving on finding your calling.
Absolutely.
You know, kind of, you know, establishing what your skills are and then way that you can apply that. And particularly from a spiritual standpoint, like for me, God tells me exactly how he needs me to serve him. Like it's pretty clear. And I think, you know, giving that to other people, you know, however they translate that higher power is a gift to be able to give to people. So I guess we got about another minute before we take off here. After, you know, COVID-19 and everything we've been through, you know, how are you working with your community, with the city of South Tucson, to help find this new normal and help things kind of stabilize?
I'm working with our regional partners. They're amazing. We're working with the businesses. We're working with our faith-based community. We're working with our nonprofit community, like Project PEP, Dr. Arnold. He's amazing. South Tucson.
He's always had him on the show last week.
He was last week.
He was on the show. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's amazing.
Told you, powerhouse.
He's amazing.
That's
an amazing guy. Congressman Grijalva. Like I said, our partners at the county have been amazing. I mean, you can't ask for better regional partners when you're talking about Tribal with Pascal Yaki and Tohoto Odom. We're talking about a faith base. Yeah. It's so many. Casa Maria's right there. Our businesses, whenever we need something to work together, they come out. So our biggest thing to get back is to continue to strengthen. We hold hands. Strengthen what we're doing for the residents. And we'll definitely be okay. Economic development is coming. And again, that's through our regional partners, City of Tucson. I definitely would like to shout out, I'm sorry, I know, but
yeah,
just Reina Romero. City of Tucson has helped us in so many different ways that I'm not putting on the air, but they helped the city of South Tucson tremendously. Their council members, you know, our counterparts over there, whenever we need a hand or it's something coming from the state, we all work together.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And welcome back to Making College Come True. We are back, done laughing. We got you have to have a Freudian slip, a little flub every now and again.
Keep it real.
Yeah, we got
keeping it real.
Keeping
That's
it fresh and funky out here in Radio Land. And we have another amazing guest with us. I want to thank a powerhouse in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have Brian Beebe with Your Guidance Office. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Your Guidance Office. And what Brian Beebe does is a lot like what this show is about. He makes college come true.
That's right.
Coaching, through coaching. He decided not to go through the route of creating a whole entire school. He said he's going to work with your child one-on-one.
That's right.
He thought that would be simpler, I think. So so thank you for being here with us,
Brian. I am the superintendent of my own business.
Yes, there you go.
I'm the superintendent of my own life. That's
exactly.
Not all I got. Yeah. So explain to us, what is your guidance office and what exactly you guys do?
So we prefer to start working with kids as they transition into high school.
Okay.
That's where a lot of mistakes are made that are hard to make up for later.
Mm-hmm.
What classes should I be taking? What type of activities? What do I want to be when I grow up? Mm-hmm. Let's start talking about it now. Let's do some assessments. Let's do some shadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really start discovering. And really, like for freshmen, the biggest thing they can learn is that what they do now will affect them 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard for a young man, probably more even than a young woman, to really grasp that. And as soon as they can get their hands on that concept, they just take off.
Mm-hmm.
They get focused. And I provide a lot of tools, a lot of software and guidance along the way. And it's all unique to each kid, even within a family.
Yep.
They're all different. I've had a lot of twins and triplets. It's amazing how different they are.
Each one has their own thing, don't they?
Yeah.
And that's because in the end of the day, they are individuals.
Yeah.
And they each have their own calling, their own purpose, their own passions.
Well, and some of the gaps that I fill in is, even if you're a parent and you've sent one kid off to school, to college, one, you don't know if you did it right.
Right.
There's
that's
no
right.
way to know. But it doesn't make you an expert.
Right.
And every kid is different. You know, when you're talking about, as school guidance counseling, they're busy.
Yeah.
They have a huge job. There's a million things they have to do, a lot of it administratively.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can be helpful. You know, they can have an impact, but not quite as deep as that one-on-one coaching that I'm blessed to be able to be a part of.
Yeah, that is right on.
And I know during the break, Dr. J was talking about how, regularly, I'm guessing, you have someone who's in their senior year of high school and they come to you and they're like, I want to get into college. And you're like, okay, wait, you may be a little bit behind the ball, but how do you deal with someone in that situation?
Well, the thing that I tell all of them is, until you go on to be this famous scientist and invent a time machine, we're not going to worry about that.
Yeah.
We're going to look at where you've come from, what you've built to this point, and we're going to put a plan together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I jokingly said that, yeah, I could have 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But no, there's things that I can still do. I don't mm-hmm. turn yeah. them away. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of we're going to have to do a lot in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And kids, your craziest semester of school, probably even including college, is that first semester of your senior year. Mm-hmm. So let's get as much done before then, and then you can sit back and watch your friends stress out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there's a natural amount of anxiety that comes through the process, and you can turn that anxiety into focus and success, or you can turn it into stress and depression. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you know what you're doing and you have it timed out right and you have a plan, and in this case, a coach, which basically is a mentor, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. with a very focused purpose, mm-hmm. then you're going to be able to really use that anxiety positively. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And parents, I also work with parents. You know, it's interesting, statistically, kids are more concerned about the cost of college than parents.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Because the parents yeah. are like, I've got a 401k, you know, maybe we can get something for selling your younger brother. Whatever we're going to do, we're going to get you into college.
We will make it happen.
And kids don't want to have that negative impact on their parents. Mm.
Right.
And so I work with the parents on the financial side. Your FAFSA, your CSS, you know, how are things positioned? What's their plan? Because we don't want to sell out on our future retiring to try and help our children's future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you don't have to sacrifice one for the other. Mm. And they're... You know, if you'd follow this process right, then you're going to have a positive outcome. Mm-hmm. And so it's just knowing how to get through the process.
Well, what is your process? Can you lightly tell us, like, what might it look like? I understand it'll look different for each child, but say you get someone in their ninth grade year, where would you even begin?
We're going to start with that career exploration. Mm. We're going to find out what path to take. You know, it's interesting you're talking about, you know, the path and the roadway. Mm. My slogan is, we're the GPS to college.
Mm. I like that.
You nice. Know what? You tell yeah. us where you want to go. We're going to route you there.
We'll get you. Mm. Yeah.
Tell you how to do it. You change your mind? Rerouting.
Rerouting. Mm. You know, recalculating.
Recalculating. Yeah. Exactly. So it's a matter of going through those steps of career exploration. Picking the right schools to apply to is massive.
Right. Mm.
You know, part of what I do is I research which schools are likely to offer large amounts of money for you to be able to go there. And I approach this with a business mindset. They are not a shining tower on the hill that you're begging worthiness to get into.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They operate like a business. They need good students. They need students to graduate. Mm-hmm. When the national average graduation rate in 6 years is 52%,
yeah,
that's scary. Mm-hmm. So they want to know you're going to graduate. They want to know you're going to connect to the community. You know, you're going to name your firstborn son Wilbur, that, you know, you're going to be successful. Yep. And for the next 60 years, they're going to ask you for money.
Mm. Yep, that's
and
right.
If you're connected and successful because of your education, you're more likely to spend $500 on a brick to be able to fund the scoreboard.
Yes.
So if you're looking at this through a business mindset of how do I paint the right picture, how do I have the right academic profile, but also how do I present myself so that they know that I'm a fit, and that they're going to help me be successful, and I'm going to show my gratitude down the road. Because the endowment funds are a huge operational budget for every school. Mm-hmm. So that is part of what they have to look at.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big part of the process. Once you kind of give them a chance to explore some careers, then when do you start looking at, is personality play a role in it? What about that extracurricular stuff? I mean, how big of a role does that play in it?
It's becoming more important because they're taking a lot of the things out of the application process. Mm. As more things become optional, those other things become more important. Mm-hmm. When you write the amazing essay, that touches somebody, that really expresses who you are, and somebody else didn't write it, it has a whole lot of value. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like connecting to the community, community service.
Right.
Stop counting your hours and do something meaningful. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these kids, well, I'm with NHS, I have to do 18 hours per quarter, so I went and I picked up trash and I sold t-shirts at the football game. Mm. Really, how did you impact somebody's life?
Yeah.
How did that impact you? Mm-hmm. So I talked to them about finding something meaningful.
Right.
So when they express it, it'll be meaningful to the college.
Well, that's awesome. We'll be back after this break with Mr. Brian Beebe with your guidance office. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J. You guys stay right there.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We have one last amazing segment for you, so you sit tight and enjoy every single delicious morsel of awesomeness that we give to you. We have Mr. Beebe here, Mr. Brian Beebe with your guidance office. And we've been talking about ways to make college come true for people differently than creating a whole entire academy.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which, I mean, you know, it's great. We have the school, we do K-12, we have the kids, we get relationship with them, but not everybody can come physically to a school. So what I like about this is helping anyone who wants to get into college. And I think that if they find you on the internet or wherever they can find you, you sound like the man who can help them get what they are looking for and help them.
Everything I do, I can do remotely.
Yeah.
It's nice. Kind of interesting when, you know, COVID hit and we all learned about Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for 12 years.
Nothing new there.
I work with kids all over the country.
That's fun.
You're like, you say to the rest of the world, welcome.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've been
that's
waiting
right.
for you.
I've been wearing shorts at work for years.
How nice. How nice. I'm just beginning to enjoy.
Yeah, it is really nice the amount of reach that I can have and the diversity of kids that I've worked with.
I bet.
And it's well, as you know, it's that the reward of seeing these kids grow up and become successful on their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. I've raised 400 or so children.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know,
exactly.
And many of them, you know, I joked about getting a tattoo of Wilbur, but so many of my kids go out of state because it's really, the U of A is a great school. I'm a Wildcat.
Yeah.
I go to the games.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's not the place for everybody. It's not the place that, you know, maybe is the best for you. If you, you know, want to train dolphins to speak Yiddish, you might want to go to some place that has dolphins.
San Diego.
For school. And a lot of parents think that's out of reach financially.
Mm. Right.
And you have no idea what the cost of college is until you get your financial aid packet.
That's right.
And I've had like Boston University is an example. It's a top 10 med school.
Mm.
They've got fast track programs, you know, very competitive. Only 16% of their incoming freshmen get merit-based free money.
Wow.
I've had two students from Tucson that could go there cheaper than they could go to NAU on a lumberjack scholarship.
Wow.
it's $65,000 a year.
Jeez.
At Boston U. It cost them $6,500.
Wow.
And it's because they did everything right, and they met the criteria that school was looking for that program. What piece of the pie did they fill? And if you don't explore out there, if you just go, I'm just going to go to the U of A, it's a good school. Or mom and dad are like, we'll just keep you at home, it'll be cheaper than the dorm. Don't limit your options.
Right.
Mm. You know, you may end up right back there.
Have an adventure. But
explore, find out what's out there. Mm-hmm. You know, the world's a big place, and there's some place out there that maybe is the perfect fit.
So and it is possible.
So mm-hmm. we help them go find it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we talk about, and we were talking about with the acting mayor just that last segment or a couple seconds ago about how, particularly among the disenfranchised populations, or just, I mean, you know, the non-white population, even, I guess, even in the white populations where it's just, it's common in certain households where they want the child to stay home. You know, they don't want mm-hmm. them to go to school out of state, and they don't want them even, and in some cases, even to go to college because they're an integral part of the household and taking care of the farm or mm-hmm. taking care of grandma or whatever the case may be. Yeah. How do you work with those type of people and help them kind of get through that upper limit or that barrier that has them kind of stuck in that place?
Yeah, there's economics and culture. I mean, those are the two things that are really impactful on those kinds of decisions. Mm. And it's a family decision. Mm. And if you can sit with the parents and the kid and come up with a plan that works for everybody, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. there always is one.
Mm. Right.
And there's all kinds of options for education. You know, the misconceptions, I think, that probably are one of the biggest barriers with those more struggling economically. It's, I'll start at PMA, it's cheaper. No, not always.
Not always, that's right.
No, and you know, yeah. it may not, where are you gonna go after that? Are your credits gonna transfer? We need mm-hmm. to have a lot more information. So it's really information. It's about having the right information. Mm-hmm. And where do most parents get their information from?
Their friend that didn't go to college.
Right. Yeah. Or their, I have a cousin who went to Stanford, therefore their parents must know everything.
32 mm-hmm. years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about staying current, understanding. Right. I mean, the changes are right now, especially with COVID, with, you know, the education process is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I go to web pages that are, you know, very knowledge-based, good, recommended web pages, and it still talks about the essay portion of the SAT. Well, that's been dropped. Mm-hmm. Subject tests, those have been dropped.
Right.
Well, guess what? The same quote nonprofit owns the AP testing system that they're pushing everybody to. Mm. So understanding how the system works and explaining it, parents and their kids can make good, informed decisions. Mm-hmm. And right. I've worked with kids of all economic level. I mean, this is my business, and like mm-hmm. I say, I like to eat indoors. So nice. I do have a fee.
No pulling pizza out of garbage cans for you, huh?
Preferably not.
Yeah.
But what I do want to mention is I have had businesses, and I grabbed the councilman's card. He and I are going to chat because if a business wants to sponsor a student into my program, let's do it. Let's get a scholarship for that kid into my program because. Mm-hmm. You know, giving them $1,500 or $2,000 to help offset the cost of college for 1 year is a beautiful thing, but it's not changing lives. Mm. Whereas if you can teach them how to do it to where they can get it themselves, they're going to, one, learn a whole lot of life skills.
Right.
Because some of the things that I don't claim to teach that happen, they learn about calendaring, they learn about planning, they learn about, research.
Right.
And as part of the process. And so the program really can impactfully change their life forever. Mm-hmm. So let's take our resources and make it more impactful. So if there's a business that wants to contact you guys and we can chat, I'm happy to do it because, part of the reason why I keep my prices where they are is because when I started this, I can make a lot more money just working with rich kids. Mm-hmm. Mm. But that's not where my heart is.
Right. So, yeah, I was going to ask you, like, there must be a driving force behind this. How did you come up with the desire to put together a program like this? And
that's
what's
a question
the value?
I ask you a lot.
Yeah. What's the value of college?
You know, for me, I've always had a heart for kids, and I've done a lot. I'm on the board for Junior Achievement. You know, it's always been volunteering is a big part of me. I had a scholarship for 1 year to go to the U of A. Oops. What about the other three? Mm-hmm. I ended up going to law enforcement. I went to the police academy. It's my college. Mm-hmm. I've got college credits all over this country, but I've never packaged it into a degree. And if I knew me back when I went to college, you know, I would have been successful.
Right.
That was the missing piece I had was
you
information.
You needed that guide. You needed that mentor and
my parents
counselor.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
My counselor at school, I said, you know, I'm going to go to the U of A because that's where all my friends are going. That is not why you pick a school, people.
That's right.
And so I got the grades I needed for that. I asked my counselor about scholarships, and this will age me a little bit. He pointed towards a file drawer that's for you modern people, that's that little folder on your computer, only it's physical. I said, look through that. That was my guidance.
Oh, super.
Yeah. Yeah, and I already had the 1 year covered with the scholarship from a community service that I had done.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had a radio show previously and had a guest on, and that's what he did. And he hired me as a consultant.
Oh, that's neat.
And I ended up developing a coaching program to solve a bunch of his problems with customer service. Well, I owned the coaching program, and that's how your guidance office was born.
Mm. Neat.
And once you start working with these kids, you're addicted.
Yeah. Can't you know? Quit, right? There's nothing else you can do.
I mean, I used to be a cop. I get a lot more thank yous now.
Yes, I bet you
a lot
do.
More hugs.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll thank you for your service
right
for being
on.
A police
oh, well,
officer.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
That's something in itself. And then having that practical experience and then having been to college for the time you did go and the different credits you've gotten. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And it all contributes to what they can get if they work with you. And if they, listen to your counsel and go through your steps, that they will definitely have success. Do you have a success story you want to tell us about someone you helped through a predicament?
Oh, well, there's every single one is a success story, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But actually what was sticking in my mind as I was talking to the councilman about it, is a young man who his parents spoke no English.
Mm-hmm.
And he was driven. And I met with him. They could not afford the fee, and I said, let me see if I can get you a scholarship for the program. Or pro bono. I mean, I just wanted to adopt this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I'm going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time he got paid from whatever job he had, I don't recall, he would send me like a $50 check or something. And I wasn't going to deny him that.
Yep.
And because this kid, I knew from that moment, he is going to be a success.
Absolutely.
He owns it. And he knows that the value in going to somebody who knows more than you.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah,
that's funny that you said that. I was actually speaking with Chef John of Gap Ministries the other day, and he was saying how it's just so frustrating that, you see all these people getting unemployment and, not staying at their job or not kind of like plowing through it. And I was like, why are you frustrated? I was like, you should feel rewarded. Like when the people that work jobs rather than take the easy money, we know what that earns us. We know what we gain in those lessons and those experience and those who around us that see that we made the hard decision rather than the easy decision. So, yeah, I'm definitely glad that you brought that up, because I mean, that's an important lesson that, I certainly try to ingrain in my children, but I hope we all learn is that the easy way out is usually not the right way out. And, sometimes it may be hard to get over that hill, but it's worth it.
Well, and don't be afraid. Be your own advocate and reach out and get help. Mm. There are resources there beyond the financial. Like, I don't file my own taxes because I'd mess it up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know someone who, they probably don't know all 700,000 pages of the tax code, but they know more of them than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a resource and, reach out.
Where can they contact you at?
Yourguidanceoffice.com is a webpage.
Nice. Easy enough.
Awesome.
My cell phone number, direct, 520-261-4142.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.